All right, let's get to our guest for today's current sports. He has been waiting patiently on the line, and I must admit I was a bit shocked when I woke up this morning prepping for this hump day edition of Current Sports. I was putting together the headliners and trying to figure out what we're going to talk about today. And then on the front page of the Lansing State Journal, I see that one of my favorite guys here in the local sporting area is taking his talents down to South Beach like LeBron James did from the Cleveland Cavaliers, going to link up with D-Wade. And Ira Childress, who is still, right now, still the athletic director at Okemos High School. He will be heading to Gulliver Prep, located just outside of BEA, beautiful Miami, becoming the new athletic director there. We have Ira on the line right now to talk about that and so much more. Ira, welcome to Current Sports. And first off, congrats, my man. Well deserved.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it. You know, it's been a great journey here in Mid-Michigan, and I want to compliment you before we get into it on all the great things that you've done over my 6 years and how you've impacted student-athletes and been a great asset to our athletic program by covering all of our student-athletes, whether it be in print or on the radio or on television. So kudos to you and all your staff there at Current Sports.
Thank you so much, Ira. I first off want to talk about, you know, how this move came about for you. Six, and I can't believe it's been 6 years already, but six outstanding years really revamping and improving and taking it to a new level when it comes to Okemos Athletics. It's really been a joy to watch you just kind of transform Okemos Athletics throughout your tenure. But how did this position come about for you, and how long has it been on your radar to possibly move on and go down to the Miami area?
You know, it hasn't been on my radar that long. I got a call or email from a recruiter search firm, and they felt like this could be a good fit for me. Their job is to, they work with different schools around the country to help identify candidates. So when I got that email and call, I returned the call and we started talking, and then I started looking to Gulliver Prep, which is one of the best private schools in the country. And it just seemed like, when I went down and visited, then I did an interview, and it just seemed like a really, really good fit. And then more and more I got to learn about the school and their mission and what they're trying to do with the student athletes and the school overall, I thought, boy, this is a great fit.
What impressed you the most when you went down for that interview and met with those at Gulliver Prep? What really stood out to you the most about the school, Ira?
Yeah, their commitment to the student athlete and them basically saying, "Hey, look, we want to take our athletic program is strong right now. If you look at Dade County, they've won the athletic program of the year for like 18 times. So they got a strong athletic program, but they're also saying, hey, look, we want to go to another level. We want to take it to another level." So that impressed me, and the commitment behind it wasn't just words. They showed me a plan and some things they want to do. So the commitment behind that was really important. And then also the other thing was really that I really like, it was a strong academic profile like Okemos. The student athletes there are really strong in the classroom. So that's really impressive.
And, you know, also, reading the piece from Brian Calloway in today's Lansing State Journal about this move for you, Gulliver Prep is a school that has won 55 state championships. That's got to be pretty cool moving into a position that, where you have a school and athletic department that's had that kind of success in sports, right, Ira?
Yeah, that's really a plus. You know, when you have that type of success, that means a lot. To me, you know, and then also you have that kind of success in the classroom, and you combine them both. They have a lot of college-bound athletes to go there. As you mentioned, they have a lot of different sports. So it's great, you know, and it's located just outside of Coral Gables, right next to the University of Miami. So it's in a really, really good location. There's a lot of great things about Governor Prep, as there had to be for me to leave a great place like Okemos High School, as you know.
Yeah, you can say that again, Iron. I'm sure the weather also helps, right?
It doesn't hurt. I got down there, and it was actually a colder day. It was a boy. It's chilling. It was like 68 degrees, and I'm thinking, man, it's a heat wave compared to what I just came from. That was,
right.
Like 2 degrees when I left.
Exactly. You soak up the sun down there, my man. I'm sure you are going to really enjoy it. And, you know, real quick, Ira, I do want to just hop into a time machine right now and just go back not too far, 6 years ago, to when you first got the gig at Okemos High School. And, you know, you became, actually, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but you became the first African-American in an administrative role at Okemos High School. Can you take me through your mindset of being the first black person, period, in that kind of a role at a school like Okemos? And what was it like for you first coming there?
Yeah, initially I was a little bit hesitant about, you know, taking a job because some friends of mine said, "Boy, you know, you may not want to take this job. You know, you're going to be the first, you know, African American ever to have a role there, and you know, and that was that type of role, administrative role." But I just said, you know what, I need to do this because there has to be a first. And it was I'm be honest with you, it was tough in the beginning. Because I was wondering if people really understood what I was trying to do. Obviously, I had a different culture. I come from a different background, you know, so I didn't come from affluence or anything like that. So it was a struggle in the beginning to work through that. But then after a while, I think I learned a place and people learned me, and they realized, hey, you know what, I'm here to help their kids be successful. And then, you know, once that took place and once I learned the culture there at Okemos, and we kind of mixed, and I brought my own style. I didn't try to be like anybody else. I did the way I knew how to do it. I had great leadership, and Christine Cermak, the principal, and Kathy Ash, the superintendent, was kind of gave me a blank sheet of paper and said, "Hey, do your thing." Those things were really important. And if you know, you go back over the 6 years, it's like every year I was able to grow a little bit more. And I work with a lot of great people, a lot of great student athletes. And now, Al, that conversation doesn't have to happen anymore. We have Amanda Williams, who's assistant principal there, African-American. We have Andre Ridley, who's athletic director of the middle school, that's African-American now. We have Dr. Melissa Eads, who just left to take another position last year, who was African-American assistant principal. So that conversation that we had 6 years ago about being the first never has to happen again, and now I know African-Americans can go there and feel comfortable working in administrative and leadership roles at Okemos High School.
That is awesome, Ira. And you being the first one to walk through that door, and you just mentioned those who have followed you, and it's awesome, absolutely awesome. But knowing, Ira, that you were the first one, that's gotta really feel good, and I know you carry that with some pride, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, it means a lot because there's a lot of people. We just came through, obviously, MLK Day, and you know, when you look at Black History Month, MLK Day, and all the pioneers that came before us. You know, and to get these opportunities, we have to make the best of it. And I say we, I'm talking about us as black people. Just like you being on the air and being on the radio, that makes me proud, you know, to see another young African-American doing his thing on the radio. So we have to take these positions and take these roles when we get them and make the best of them. And it's not about us. It's about those who are coming behind us to get the opportunities that we have. So, yes, it means a lot to be the first.
That is so true. Again, if you're just now joining us here on WKAR's Current Sports, we are chatting with current athletic director at Okemos High School, who will be very soon making his way to the Miami, Florida area as the new athletic director at Gulliver Prep. The great Ira Childress joining us here on this Wednesday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. And, you know, Ira, real quick, to piggyback off of something you just stated a few minutes ago, you know, you mentioned how it wasn't easy when you first got the role as athletic director at Okemos High School. And you mentioned challenges. What were some of those challenges, and what did you have to do to overcome those hurdles?
This thing, anytime you haven't been inside of a culture before, I just think learning the culture was very, very important. And then, you know, people learning you and your style. You know, I'm an aggressive, my style is aggressive. You know, and when I say aggressive, I don't mean like physically aggressive. I'm talking about, you know, thinking and really being innovative and outside the box, you know, with my thinking. So that takes a lot for people sometimes to learn and understand and work through. You know, but I had, like I said, great leaders that helped me work through that, and my principal and superintendent. You know, so those things are tough. You know, learning to deal with the media, learning to, just learning a lot of different things that you hadn't really dealt with before. And then also, you know, being a person of color, where you feel like the spotlight is on you 24/7. You know, how are you handling that in a new community that you don't know? You know, so all those things were challenges initially, but we turned them into a positive thing. And as we kept going over the years, they became less and less of challenges. And now you're feeling right at home here in the community of Okemos.
Ira, when you look back at these 6 years, what will be the thing that when you get down to Florida and you settle in and you reflect on your time here, what will be the thing that you are most proud of?
I'm most proud of our student athletes. And, you know, when I see them graduating from college, when I see them, competing at the next level, when I see them becoming entrepreneurs, or when I see them achieving all the success that they have achieved, and, you know, them coming back to Okemos High School, giving back, and them coming back to Okemos High School saying, hey, you know what, I had a great experience here at Okemos High School. To me, that's what it's all about. If we're in this business as athletic administrators, it's not about money, it's not about fame, it's not about anything like that. It's really about the student athletes and the success they have, you know, once they're done. There's a famous coach one time, I think it was Amos Alonzo Stagg, said, hey, tell me about your team. People ask him, say, hey, tell me about your championship team. He said, I don't know. He said, check back with me in 10 years, and I'll let you know how I did based upon how they do. And that's kind of how I feel about our student-athletes and the success they have. You know, it's about the success outside of athletics and what they're going on and do with their life, to me, that really stands out. We got a lot of student-athletes out there who are doing some great things in this world. That graduated from Okemos High School, and to me that means a lot.
I love that. All right, Ira, before we get you out of here, how much input will you have in who will succeed you once you, take your talents down south? How much input will you have? Do you have an idea who will step into your role?
Yeah, I'll have some input, but I mean, I won't be making a decision. What I'll try to do is just, give them any input they ask for it, and also help the person transition, the best I can. Hopefully they're hired while I'm still here so I can, get a chance to work with them for a little bit and then let them do it, let it be their show after that. But I have a little bit of input, but I'm excited about, I believe they're going to get a great candidate, and I believe that person's going to do an outstanding job.
That's awesome stuff. All right, Ira, we wish you well, and we'll have you back on, of course, before you make the move when this summer hits. But on behalf of us all here at WKAR's Current Sports, again, you have been a game changer, my man, and we wish you all the best in the Miami area. When I go down to visit my mom one of these days, when you get settled in, we'll head out to the golf course or something like that, all right?
Sounds good, man. Look me up, man. We'll go out and play around. So I appreciate that. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it. The one, the only, Ira Childress.